Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Thursday, 10th of November. Now, blokes, if you're in a relationship, right, sometimes signs are given.
But who has the capacity to read through the code, the weave of code?
To decipher.
Gets presented to decipher whether that is code for an invitation or whether that is code for, or whether it's just a request, like it sounds like.
We will discuss this issue. Also, another issue we discussed, is there too much cricket? I've said yes for years, Robert. There's too much bloody cricket. You've got the test, then you've got the ODIs, then you've got the IPL, then you've got 2020, then you've got Big Bash, which sometimes comes.
I'm blinded by cricket.
Too much cricket.
Snowblind by cricket.
And in other news, is it wrong? Is it wrong if a stepbrother and a stepsister get together and marry?
More awkward than wrong.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
This is the news that doesn't make the news, that should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, you know how they have those lists of baby names that, like, where you go, no one would ever call their kid that.
Yep.
Like Lightshade, or, you know, you call your kid Shovel, or Microphone, Mike for short.
Yeah.
But then there was a woman, Isabella, who was, she's had a baby about a year ago. In response to a call out for people who have baby name regret, she posted to her followers that she did not have any baby name regret, even though the approach she took with her son was not common. My son's name, she says, is Holden Commodore.
Nothing wrong with that.
She begins, I thought that was a bit stupid. Originally, we wanted to call him Commodore, but that's illegal in Australia.
Is it really?
Yes, because Commodore refers to a very high-ranking Navy official.
Yeah.
So you can't call yourself Major.
I had no idea. Is that right? I had no idea about
that. You can't call yourself Captain.
Or Commodore.
So there's a couple of names that are out for you, Captain.
Oh,
you like
damn.
You like the way, you know how you get people around here to call you, want to be known, just call me General.
Yeah, yeah.
Not allowed to do it officially.
Oh, no.
So they couldn't call him Commodore, but they said they could call him Holden Commodore because they love the cars.
But Holden's not a bad name to call your kid.
Holden. I think it could take off. Imagine, because now Holden's gone, there's no reference to the car.
No.
And you go,
Holden. Hey, Holden.
Holden.
Hey, Holden, come over
here. What would you call Holden for short? Holding on.
Lengthen it. Holdy. Oh, I don't know. But I don't mind Holden as a name.
Holdo.
Holdo. Yeah, you always put an I or a Y.
It's an E or an O, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Holdo.
Or a Y. Or Robbie.
Well, that's the E sound.
I-E.
The Y.
Yeah. So that's...
Holdo Commodore.
Yeah, well done.
It's an actual name. I reckon it'll take off.
Very much so. A 23-year-old Finnish woman is keeping it in the family by marrying...
Her in the family.
Yeah.
Sister.
No.
Are they a blood relation?
No.
No. Sister-in-law?
No.
Brother-in-law?
Stepbrother. Now, stepbrother. But there's nothing wrong with this because their parents support their decision. Now, Matilda.
No.
No, listen. She never considered getting married until she met Samulai, who was 27, who became her stepbrother after her mum married his father.
His dad, yeah.
In 2019. So it was only 3 years ago. So she was back then when they met 20.
Well, they
and he
say
was 24.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So mum and dad like each other.
Yeah, and they're old, you know, they've never met before. They're brought together by their mum and dad only.
Yeah.
And so you go, okay, their stepbrother, stepsister.
Oh, would that be weird?
Oh, I know it does. It does seem really,
really
crazy.
Because then if you fall for your mum's partner's son, then technically you could be leaned towards, you know.
But look, as I said, the thing is with this, in Tassie, that's acceptable. But I don't think at this stage, like when they're older, it was just because their mum and dad, they're met and later on in life, stepbrother marrying the stepsister, nothing wrong with it.
Hey, just on those baby names.
Yeah, what do you got for us?
There's a few others you're not allowed to have been banned.
Other band names. Oh, like, oh.
You're not allowed to call a kid Thong.
Bonghead.
G-Bang. You're not allowed to call them G-Bang.
Mary Joanna.
No.
Medicare. Why would you call your kid Medicare? Ned Kelly? You can't call your kid
Ranger. Can't call your kid Ranger.
Yeah. No matter what. That is disappointing. No matter what, if they're a carrot top or not.
Imagine. Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, Nutella. Other band. Is that true? Is that true?
You're
or Prime Minister?
To. No.
Satan.
Oh, Satan, although some kids are.
I tell you what, I know a few 666s, let me tell you.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Paddy and a very sullen Rob Palmer because Bitcoin.
Looks like it's time to go out and wash cars again.
Or plunged by more than 14% in the space of 3 hours. That was yesterday morning. Bottoming out at something like 27,000 Australian dollars. Before... Incurring some losses, according to CoinMarketCap.
You should see my graph.
The price of Ethereum, which was the second largest cryptocurrency, has also plummeted by more than 17%. That was in the last 24 hours up to yesterday. And the total value of the broader cryptocurrency market is now just over $900 billion when it was worth, or $1.4 billion Australian, which was worth $4.6 trillion in November 2021. Crazy. So this time last year, it was worth 4.6 trillion. Now it's down to 1.4 billion.
It's still dropping.
Oh, no. So you put, how much did you put in?
Okay, in 24 hours, there's four, I got four separate coins, right? So I spent $1,000 about a year and a half ago.
Yep.
And
you thought you'd give it a crack.
It went shoom, shot up.
Yeah, I remember that.
Shot up to 1,800. I thought, this is awesome.
Yeah.
What could go wrong? Anyway, today, that same 1,000 is currently, when I woke up this morning and I had a look when you said you should have a look, it was $570.
Oh,
so that's, you know,
that's a bit
over half.
Oh, yeah.
But since then, it's gone, it's now down at 519. And every time I open the thing up,
it's going down less.
In 24 hours, the four coins that I had have gone down 12%, 17%, 12%, and 21% respectively.
So when we spoke about four this morning and had a look, it's gone down.
It's gone down 50, $60 since then. Come on. This Bitcoin thing is a swizz. Give me money for what?
Remember you put in the Karen coin?
For rich
coin?
People to start dictating terms on stuff.
The local Karen coin.
Oh, the Karen coin.
Is that still...
I haven't even looked at...
Oh, no.
That was a scheme.
Good morning, Justin Avendano. Thanks for leading Rob down the garden path.
Nothing.
For nothing.
Golf's on you, Justo.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Test cricket and even the Big Bash could reap the benefits of dumping meaningless international T20 cricket no one wants to watch, according to former Australian Test captain Tim Payne. Now, he's not disgruntled or bitter. Australia's failed T20 World Cup defence was littered with suggestions. The defending champions looked flat and even players said they were fatigued after a lead-in of eight matches.
You
didn't have to highlight it.
Yeah, sorry, that was so funny. I looked away for a second. All I heard was you go.
Sometimes. Oh, you didn't have to highlight it.
That's funny. New low.
Oh, thanks for highlighting when they were fatigued. After leading the eight
matches. Thing you know, Paddy will be in the studio with his pants off. Just not caring anymore.
As I said, they were fatigued after leading of eight matches in just 24 days in seven cities and two countries, including a trip to India. Do you agree? Now, we want to hear from cricket tragics. Is there too much cricket? I've said it for years, Robert. There's too much bloody cricket.
In my opinion, there's too much. I reckon Justin Avendano might have an interesting opinion on it.
Because,
He's twice won.
Remember
the BBL.
You had, he's bloody champion, he is. We had the one-day internationals and the test. And that was good.
Yes.
Now you've got the IPL. You've got the Big Bash League. You've got the T20. You've got so much cricket.
Beige wallpaper. What am I watching? There's no break in it. You just think, come on,
and then
the rest.
And then the Aussies in T20, and then we spoke, they didn't get to the finals.
We're not just saying this because the Aussies aren't in the finals.
No, not at all. We're not coming from bitter and disgruntled. We haven't swallowed that pill. No, not at all. But as Justin was saying, he said, like, they can't use those who play test and also really good at ODIs in the T20 because it's a completely different game. But as you said...
Well, you get one bloke has a great innings and all of a sudden that's the game over. So it becomes a one-man event.
That's right, who's a great batter like yourself. So...
I can bat for hours.
Of course you can.
And, you know, the right under the right circumstances.
Of course, of course. Is there...
Not in the wet.
No, no, you're not very good in the wet. But is there too much cricket? What are your thoughts? But we want, if you're a cricket tragic, oh, even if you're not a cricket tragic, give us a call. 133353, looking at that this morning. And at any stage, we could give you $100 to spend at Saratoga Quality Meats because we've got a voucher there for
Brilliant.
You. Yes. Home of the Christmas hams, Robert.
The finest house-smoked Christmas hams. Ooh, Orders are open online. And you go in-store as well.
Yeah. Yeah, give us a call now. 133353. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the
podcast. G'day, Steve from Gosford.
G'day, guys. How are you going this morning?
Not too bad. You first-time caller, Steve?
Pardon?
Are you first-time caller?
I think so, yeah.
Well done. Welcome to the team, mate.
Welcome aboard.
Mr. Cricket Tragic, I am.
Oh, now, do you think Tim Payne, a former Australian Test captain, has said, meaningless international T20 cricket, no one wants to watch, there's too much cricket. That's what we're looking at.
I don't really agree with that. I think the whole cricket thing, I think it's gone soft. Australian cricket has gone soft ever since Langer left. Since McDonald and Bailey have come in, they seem to have a very soft approach. We don't play for wins anymore. We'll play for draws. We'll play as good as we can on the day. There's no hunger. I'll tell you what, guys, if I was getting paid $10,000, $15,000 for 3 hours' work to go out there and play cricket for my country, I reckon I'd be there every single day as long as I could.
You'd be batting like there's no one good
yeah,
bat.
Yeah, that's a fair shout.
You talk about those eight games in the lead-up. Those eight games, the majority of the players in the team got paid between $60,000 and $80,000. Like most of us, there's a lot of people out there that don't get paid that for a year for slaving their guts out 10 hours a day.
Yeah,
fair point. But, I mean, I guess half the point is that, as a viewer of sport, all I see is T20 cricket, wall-to-wall T20 cricket test matches or this or that.
One day.
And you get Bangladesh can beat South Africa in a T20 series, and yet... You know, that might be one player having a great innings, but then you put him in a game of 50 overs or a test match and South Africa would never lose to Bangladesh.
Yeah, look, I think also there's something's crept into our game over the last sort of 6 or 7 years where we've got a lot of players that they've been around for a very long time. And for some reason, the selectors just keep sticking to these same old guys, you know, your Marshes and your Stoinis. And it was like when Watson was playing for us. For some reason, you just couldn't get Watson out of the team, but he was doing nothing.
I saw him on TV the other day, actually, doing an interview.
Yeah, they need to make some changes. There's some bloody great players in Australia at the moment. Your McDermotts and your Ingleses and Nathan Ellis. And, you know, you've got some great guys there. Why are they sitting on the sidelines? Why is Steve Smith sitting on the sideline watching our World Cup fall apart?
Mate, that is a good question.
As they say quite often with Australian cricket, it's harder to get out than what it is to get in.
Most definitely. And there's something awfully wrong with the system. They need a clean out from the top. They need to start with the selectors. Andrew McDonald is never, ever going to make it as an Australian coach. The brand of cricket we've played for so many years across all three forms has always been, it's always been positive. Jeez. We go out there to win, and that has changed.
Steve, talk about informative. You don't pull any punches, and you're the most knowledgeable correspondent we've ever had. Mate, thanks for the call.
We'll give you $100 to Saratoga. Well done. Quality Meats, that's yours. Well done.
Oh, thank you very much. Have a great day, fellas. Paddy and Rob Palmer,
the podcast. Has he been drawing the Central Coast Brewery? We're giving it away next week. Two heads, can't wait. Thank you to Duane and also Adrian there. And this weekend, why not go and try some? Go up, you can take these tasting paddles with a couple of beers and all that sort of stuff. Try their alcoholic ginger beer. Jesus, nice. I tell you, fantastic. And this is from the Central Coast community page. This is really good. This is a really good story. To the teenagers... This is from Amanda. To the teenagers at Wadelba Skate Park, thank you. My two kids and I went to the skate park for my six-year-old son to practice on his scooter. These boys could see him struggling and took the time out to teach him how to drop in and go up the ramps.
I love that.
Yep.
That's what you get when you go to a when you get a community that works together,
yep.
and you just think, right, this little kid, it's probably made his year.
Yeah, they clapped him on, even put up my 2-year-old running in front of them. You guys were amazing and made my kids' experience at the skate park a great one. And quite often, because Calma Boy was involved with skating, you know, from when he was a little fella, and the experiences that we had there with the skating community is absolutely brilliant, you know? Absolutely and bloody brilliant.
You're a young, say you're a young teenager, you're skating, you're going off at the moment, you don't know that the 6-year-old boy that or girl that you help drop into that ramp for the first time, they could be our next great big thing.
Bloody Olympian.
And look at the Olympics.
To you lads at the Wodelba Skate Park, well done, boys. And there'd be probably a few girls, a lot of girls skate as well.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Now, I believe that you...
I was at home that...
You're walking around with blinkers on, mate.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No.
You are?
Well, you decide, okay? Listen to this.
All right.
I was at home and I went down on a Saturday.
I should have played some love music.
No.
Hang on.
Would change the story. It was a Saturday and I thought, I'll make lunch. Yeah. Went down and the kitchen was a mess. Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Oh,
I hate it when you...
Oh, so
you
do
know,
I.
Every kid in the house has left their breakfast on the bench and there's stuff everywhere. Anyway, so I went, I'll clean this up and then I'll make lunch because I can't cook in a dirty kitchen. So I was like doing it. And then from upstairs, I heard Gwen, my wife, go, Rob,
hollering.
Can you come here for a sec?
Yeah.
I went, oh, okay, sure. And you know when you're doing something and you're in the middle of cleaning, you're in the middle of a job you don't like and you have to stop it because you have to go do something else. So I went, righto.
Bit frustrating.
Up the stairs.
Yeah.
What's up? I said, she goes, do you like this dress? She was trying on dresses because we were going to a big party for mum and dad that night. So she was trying on what she was going to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, that looks beautiful. And she said, thanks.
Tick.
And then I went, right, I'll just be downstairs. I'm just cleaning up the kitchen before I make lunch. So I went back downstairs. 2 minutes later, hands are in the sink. Rob!
Oh, another.
I said, can I?
Okay, get upstairs.
Do I need to come up again?
Of course you do.
Yes, come up. Mm-hmm. What do you think of this one? So I go up to her room and there she is in a different dress.
Beautiful dress.
Beautiful. I said, I like that one, but I like the other one as well. So I didn't want to favour one or the other.
Okay.
Because otherwise, if you favour one.
Very diplomatic.
If you favour one,
there's
obviously something wrong with the other one.
Yeah, what's wrong with that one? Yes.
Like if you say, I like that better.
I've been there.
The next thing that comes out is, what's wrong with this one?
Why?
And you go, anyway. So I said, they're both beautiful. You could wear anything and you'd look fantastic.
Oh, geez.
Then I went back downstairs.
You should be in politics.
Yes. I went back downstairs. I'm in the kitchen. Third time.
Oh, you got 3 calls.
And I came to the bottom and said, can I do this from here? She said, no, come up. And so I went upstairs and there was another dress on. That's the one, babe. That's the one. This looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so she eventually chose one that she liked because I said all three were really nice. She did look good.
Good boy. Good boy.
Did look great, actually.
And the right thing.
I went back down. Next day, after we had a glug, glug, glug at the party and then, you know, went to sleep. Probably snored anyway, and then Gwen, you know, Sunday was a washout because she had all this stuff to do. Mm-hmm. End of the day, as I'm about to give her a kiss on the cheek and just say, "Well, what a great weekend!" She goes, "Well, you've really missed your opportunity this weekend, haven't you?" I said, "What? Well, you missed a trick." I said, "What do you mean? I gave you all sorts of signals yesterday." I said, what were the signals, please?
There were the 3 signs.
The 3 signs were come up and tell me if I look good in this dress.
Oh,
and I've missed the signs.
Oh, no, you
that is
fool.
Not. They are not obvious signs.
No, they're not. No,
does anyone else out in the world of reality believe that they were missed opportunities?
No.
No,
they were not the signs.
Oh.
There's got to be a book of signs. Has anyone written a book of signs? Please.
I told her. I said, sorry, next time, please stop speaking code and just tell me flat out.
Yes. And then what will happen the weekend, some of our listeners, their wives will call them up. Come and have, how's his dress?
If you ever get asked to come up and inspect a dress, that is...
That's a sign.
That's an invitation.
That is a sign.
But be careful.
Chloe, our producer, put typical men on a board in here. Very wrong. That's not nice, Chloe.
It's just the sense of disappointment.
knowing after.
Going
anyway. All right.
Anyway,
next time, mate, next time. Partly cloudy at 23.
Keep your eyes open.
Yeah, and watch for those signs.
Oh, yeah.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.